Now, the rest of the story. Michael calmed the children. With his most reassuring voice, he said, "Do not worry, little ones," he said, "you will be safe with me." Now, the boys, ages 2 and 4, were too young to realize what was happening, too young to understand why suddenly they had been taken from everything that was familiar, then to be spirited across the French countryside, and most bewildering of all, the man with the reassuring voice and the anxious face was their own father. Now, let me say that today it is sometimes called child snatching. That's a euphemism for parental kidnapping. For whatever reason, love or for revenge, one of two feuding parents will simply disappear with the children. And this sort of thing is receiving a lot of attention now, but what I'm telling you about happened more than 70 years ago. The relationship of Michael and Marcel began as most young lovers begin, both of them desperately in love. He was 27 and she was 17. They met in Nice, France, where Michael Navratil was a tailor and an instructor in a sewing class. Marcel was his star pupil. Eventually, they were attracted by their differences. Michael was Slovak. Marcel's parents were Italian. Michael was decisive, determined, demonstrative. Marcel was spontaneous and imaginative and artistically inclined. Advised to prolong their courtship, the impatient couple instead eloped to England, soon returned to Nice, France, and there they prospered. Michael Jr. was born in 1908. A second son, Edmund, arrived 2 years later. It was the stuff of which happily ever afters are made. Until somehow, somewhere, it all went sour. And the very differences which had originally attracted now repelled. The increased responsibilities of parenthood added to the burden of everyday life. And then early in 1912, a disenchanted Michael moved into bachelor quarters. The court granted a legal separation. The children would be permitted to visit their father, but only on weekends. And for Michael, that was not enough. He must have his sons with him always. So it was during Easter weekend of that same year that Michael and the two boys disappeared. Marcel was frantic, but there was nothing she could do. No clue she could follow. No trace of the three. Indeed, Michael Navratil and sons were traveling as the Hoffman family, a widower and his children. You see, he had been planning the getaway for weeks. He had made certain that they would never be found. And throughout their journey, Daddy comforted as best he could. He kept repeating, "We are going away to start another life together. Do not worry. You will be safe with me." What you have just heard bears little significance beyond what you have heard. Simply file it for future reference under best laid plans. For you see, Marcel's two little boys eventually, miraculously, were recovered by her. But her estranged husband was never to return alive. You see, in his eagerness to elude the authorities, he had run too far, too fast. He had spanned France by rail. He had crossed the Channel to Southampton. And there he and his sons had boarded a New York-bound maiden voyage vessel from which only women and children were saved. A vessel called the Titanic. And now you know the rest of the story.